Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Your World Today. I trust you all had a wonderful Maghrib break. And remember us in your du'as. Let us go straight into it. It is the Sanha call-in Q&A program. It is just gone 25 minutes to 8 o'clock. So we got 25 minutes to answer all your questions. Please do get them in early. Unfortunately, the Maghrib break cuts the program slightly short. So we have to get right into it. The number to call is 011-854-1548. In studio with me, I have Mulana Bilal Nicholson. So let's welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, Mulana, first question that has come through, Salams, is Gliss shampoo and conditioner halal?
Yes, you may utilize those products.
Okay, so Gliss shampoo is halal. You can use it as well. Please do not eat it. It is halal, but you can't eat it. You can use it. Osama, do we have a caller online? No callers. Lines are open, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. And you can also send your WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. Please do get your queries in early. You know, we normally have a rush towards the end of the program. And sometimes we have some people that are disappointed. Radio Islam never answer my call and they never answer the question. And then, you know, we get blamed. And, you know, this Faisal just couldn't answer the question. I'm telling you, phone in and I'm waiting for your calls. The lines are open. So if you've got any question that you want Mulana Bilal Nicholson to answer, inshallah, he's sitting in studio with me, so he will answer the question. But let's, while we are waiting for the calls and WhatsApps to come through, 072-786-1548, 854-1548. You can send in your SMSs via 072 number or call in 011-854-1548. Inshallah, Mulana will then take your calls. You know, a while back, I seen something on your guys' Twitter handle about, if I'm not mistaken, it was a restaurant. I think it was Tears or something, Wumpy or something.
Yeah.
And you people retracted that certificate because it was used suspiciously. Do you remember that? I can't remember. It's somewhere on my Twitter handle. I can't remember which restaurant it was. It was in Overport. I think it was Tears. Was it a Steers?
Okay.
I can't.
Well, there are so many cases.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's sometimes very sad because people make photocopies. But let's, before we do that, let's get another question that has come through. If I pronounce this correctly, Aiden Milk Toffee, is that halal?
Okay, I'm not sure about
Aiden. It's, I don't know if it's pronounced Aiden or Aiden. It's AAIDEN. Aiden Milk Toffee, is it halal?
Okay. I personally haven't come across the product before. Perhaps we do have some information on it. I would suggest to the consumer that they contact our offices. If we do not have information, and I think that's the case here, we will then query the product on behalf of the consumer.
Okay, somebody else sending through an SMS that has come through on 48855. Assalamu alaikum, is the Cloverberg cheese halal?
The Cloverberg cheese is not approved by SENA. The product does contain ingredients that are objectionable.
Okay, somebody is sending through a this thing saying salam. Well, salam is halal because it means peace be upon you. What's the rest of your question? The person is saying anything? Yes, it is halal. Salams is Britannia biscuits halal.
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, so more SMSs and WhatsApps coming through than phone calls. Guys, what's wrong? No airtime? End of the month? You guys can't just chow Wumpy and stuff. You need to know when it's allowed. Call in, go buy 5 rand airtime. Vodacom, MTN is going cheap at the moment. Yeah, 011-854-1548, the number to call. WhatsApp 072-786-1548. Somebody sending through the message. The person saying salam. Well, they finally managed to send through the question. Is Prodol medication and antibiotics allowed?
Prodol, yes. You can administer that medication. It's for babies, you know, for the toddlers that are teething,
yeah,
you can administer that medication. Regarding antibiotics, the person has to be a bit more specific.
Yeah,
we will investigate further.
Yeah, Prodol sounds like a pain medication, but what antibiotics? There's amoxicillin, there's so many others.
Generally, the problem that we've come across most commonly with antibiotics is the capsule. Capsule part of it, but
right,
there we will evaluate on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, so the person that sent in that Prodol question, if you want to be, please be more specific on that question. Inshallah, they will get Mulana to asking. Somebody asking, Salams, is Spa Bakery baked rolls and proven ready bread dough halal?
We would advise consumers to stay away from Spa bakeries, and for that matter, any non-Muslim owned bakery, because there is a high risk of contamination between the different products that they are making at that facility.
Okay, the question's coming thick and fast. Let's take one caller online. Asalaamu Alaikum.
Alaikum Asalaam.
Ji, you live on air. Your question?
Manana, I want to know if the Lancewood cheese spread is halal.
Well, the Lancewood products, please look for the Sena logo on them. If it doesn't have our logo, it's an imported product made at a facility where there is no controls for halal. Unfortunately, we can't give you any assurance for those products.
Okay,
let's take a couple of WhatsApps. They're coming through very, very fast. I can't even keep up anymore. Salams is, I think, I don't know what. Salams is pick and pay. Floss halal. I think it's P&P floss. They probably mean pick and pay floss.
Okay, we haven't investigated that product yet. Please send us the details of the product. We will contact pick and pay further on your behalf.
Alright, so the person, please contact pick and pay. Inshallah, Malana will get it through. Salams is Burger Hut and McDonald's at Trade Route Halal and any KFC and Chicken Licken Edenvale. Let's get it one straight. Is Burger Hut and McDonald's at Trade Route Halal number one and KFC and Chicken Licken Edenvale?
KFC, Chicken Licken, and McDonald's as well. We have no association with the franchise head office. We cannot give you any assurance for any of the individual stores without an agreement with the head office.
And McDonald's and Burger Hut?
Burger Hut at
Trade Route.
Burger Hut.
Burger at Trade Route.
Okay, let me get back to that query.
And then McDonald's at Trade Route?
No information on them. We cannot give any assurance for that.
Okay, I hope that answers the question. Another one coming through. Salams is Crunchy Blast Halal.
That's the ice cream. Yes, that is halal suitable.
Ibi Shah will be happy for that one. Salams is the Wumpy Sabi Halal.
Wumpy and Sabi, yes, they are certified by Sena.
Okay, and then somebody sending through another one is Skittles Halal and Bella and Boo Frozen Yogurt.
Skittles, we are re-evaluating them at the moment. We just await some disclosures from the company to complete the query.
Mm-hmm.
Bella and Boo, I'm not sure about the product. Please forward it to
details.
Office.
Yeah. Okay. Another question, Salams is Beacon, Nosh, and Now Chocolate Halal.
Yes, both of those products are halal suitable.
Okay, somebody is sending through another question. WhatsApp giving us problems. Salams is Turkish Delight, Sweet and Chocolate Halal.
Okay, we need to know what the brand is. There's so many different types of Turkish delights.
What about the ones in Nizamia? Nizamia Majid, there's a shop that sells Turkish delight there. In a Turkish shopping center, there's one that sells. Are those allowed?
The ones you find at the restaurant, the certified bars, that we can give you a guarantee about. The one that's obviously in the other shop that's not affiliated to us, we're not sure about
that. Somebody asked, excuse me, Assalamu alaikum, is hot cross buns by Woolworths allowed or probably allowed?
Please stay away from that product. Again, we don't know what facility it's manufactured in. We can't guarantee that there was no contamination. And we don't know what ingredients was used in there.
Okay. Just on the hot cross buns, a couple of years ago, I wrote a story about hot cross buns. Just to digress a little bit, we had, I think it was Mufti Siraj Desai or Mufti Zubair. I think it's Mufti Siraj Desai. I love hot cross buns, let's face it. And that's the one that's halal certified. And there was another Mufti that said, you know what, hot cross buns is not halal. And Mufti Siraj Desai gave quite a good explanation. You know, it's unfortunate that these things, these hot cross buns, Easter eggs, are only made at a specific time during the year. You don't get it anytime during the year, and if it's halal ingredients and if it's certified by Sana, there's no problem with it, as long as you don't have the intention of celebrating Easter. And that was Mufti Siraj Desai's answer. That was, if you want to read it, just archive, go to Radio Islam's website and search for hot cross buns. I did write an article quite a while back, so inshallah you can look at it as well. Somebody sending through another question. Salams, may I know if Beanie's coffee available in Checkers is halal, and which chewing gum brands are halal? Shazakla.
Okay, if Beanie's coffee is just plain coffee,
mm-hmm.
right, then there should be no problem with that product. It should be halal suitable.
Okay.
Right, the second question was?
I lost that one. I think it was, we'll have to go back to that one, Molana.
Okay.
Another one that has come through saying, is Sea Harvest fish fingers halal?
Unfortunately, the company is not willing to divulge information regarding the processed products, so we're not able to give any information.
Okay, we are having a bit of a problem with this WhatsApp. It's a bit slow, so we're trying to cut back to the questions that we have lost. It's really a technical issue that has come through. Salams is Nestle Peppermint Crisp Halal.
Yes, so that chocolate is certified by us. Please look for our logo on the product.
Okay, so that's Salal. Attack Biscuits Halal.
Duck biscuits, the non-meat flavored variants are halal suitable. You may have them.
All right. I'm just trying to find the other one which we answered. You know, like I said, oh yeah, here's it. We said beanies, coffees, and the other part of the question was, what chewing gums are halal?
Chewing gums are the common ones that you find. Chappies, mm-hmm. which is a common favorite. That's halal suitable. You do find Chicks bubble gum, that's halal suitable.
Mm.
Orbit, all of the variants are halal suitable as well. The Stummerall brand, there are three flavors in the Infinity range which are not halal suitable. That would be the Dairy Party, the Strawberry, as well as the Spearmint flavor. The Twist range is also not halal suitable, as well as the Sensations. Clarets, besides the pure variants which do contain low
vitality. Obviously, this is available on your website.
Not on our website, but if you send us an email, we will provide
inshallah.
You.
Inshallah. So, if you want a full list, this person is sending a WhatsApp. If you want a full list of that, inshallah, just send him a WhatsApp and they'll send you the list. And the same person asking, are the corner bakeries in Muslim-owned engine garages allowed?
Unfortunately, again, this is a franchise. Until we've entered into agreement with the head office, which is responsible for the supply of all the ingredients and so forth to the individual stores, we cannot comment.
All right. Let's take the caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, you're live on air. Your question for Mulana?
Is 5-star halal?
5-star, still under query. I know many people only receive a lot of queries about this product. Many people are shouting me, you know, why is this query taking so long? But I can assure you that from our side, we're doing whatever we can to get the information. The hold up is on the side of Cadbury, South Africa.
Okay. And I want to know if the Turkish Delight is halal.
If it's the Beacon Turkish Delight, yes, then that chocolate is halal.
It's USAS.
From Turkey. Directly from Turkey.
Gee.
Okay, that product at the moment, we don't have any information on it. Please send us the details to our offices. We'll query it on your behalf.
Okay, Jazakallah. Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Let's take a couple of WhatsApps. Malana, I think you answered this question so many times, but let's answer it again. Allergex tablets and syrup. I know the tablets is not. I can work for Sana, by the way.
Actually, our advice is, you know, rather stay away from the tablets. Try and use an alternative.
Yes.
You know, perhaps that will be effective for you.
Mm-hmm. And the syrup?
And the syrup is halal suitable.
Okay, problem. So there we have it again. The tablets, please stay away from it. The syrup, well, it is suitably allowed by Sana. Somebody saying, are we allowed to use perfume like Guess, Hugo Boss, DKNY? Does it contain alcohol? Can we use it and read Salaj Sakla?
Okay, the alcohols that they use in perfumes, generally these are denatured. You cannot really drink them. And it's also not from what we term the Khamr Asli category.
Mm.
In other words, it's an impure type of alcohol like wine or the different types of liquor. It's not that type of alcohol. You can apply it and your salat, there will be no problem with your salat.
Okay, somebody asked me to take a look at this tweet. I think we're going to answer it afterwards. Wimpy Sparks wrote, not certified us. We are addressing unauthorized claims of Sana certification. That's what I was talking to you about earlier.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so I think we'll address that a little later. Let's just take this. So many questions that's come through. Somebody asking, Melrose cheese spread?
That is halal suitable.
That is halal suitable. One of my favorites, Melrose cheese spread. Aslam, KFC and McDonald's Pizza Hut. Can Molana comment on the last message containing pork certificates withdrawn by MJC, but visiting Forsberg KFC manager states inspection carried out every week confused. Let's just read that question again. Aslam, the KFC and McDonald's Pizza Hut. Can Molana comment on the last message contains pork certificates withdrawn by MJC, but visiting Forsberg KFC manager states inspection carried out every week. This person's confused about that. So
again, you know, we got to reiterate our position that we have no association with any of those franchises. We don't visit the stores, nor do we visit the suppliers. So from our side, we cannot comment on this.
Of course, status. Yes. Okay, another one coming through. Somebody saying, Salams is Pretoria North McDonald's. Salam.
Similar situation to the question before that. Mm-hmm. No information on McDonald's at all.
Right. Another one, Assalamu alaikum, is Clover, the non-smooth yogurt allow?
Clover yogurts are separate products from the non-yogurts. The Clover yogurts, yes, they are halal suitable. But the non one, some are halal suitable, some are not. Please specify.
All right. Another one, Salam, is energy drinks like Dragon, Monster, Red Bull, etc.
Red Bull, the original as well as the sugar-free, that is halal suitable. The limited edition flavors, we're still looking into that. Dragon, halal suitable, Monster, unfortunately no information from the company.
And I think we did answer that one about a Beacon Turkish delight, that's halal, eh?
Yes, that is.
You know what we're going to do, when I host this program again, anybody that asks a double question, they're going to have to bring that product in or something. seriously, they have to bring it. Now they're talking about Beacon Turkish delight, we have to get it in, bring fast a box here. Okay, anyway, somebody's sending through another question, Assalamu alaikum, is... I think we answered that one. Let's take this one quickly. Is check out cheese chips halal? The Sana stamp is on it, but I saw the E number on that contains pork.
Okay, there is no E number that specifically could refer to pork. Yes, there are E numbers that could perhaps be derived from pork, but in that case it requires further investigation. But right. The E number doesn't necessarily mean pork. With regards to the checkout product, yes, there are many manufacturers who manufacture on behalf of supermarkets, and in that case, our logo is a pendant to their brand names.
Let's take a caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Walaikum salam.
Ji, your question for Mulana?
Is Manhattan Romantics halal?
Manhattan Romantics, yes, there is halal suitable.
Okay, is that it? Okay, I hope that answers your question. Another one that has come through on WhatsApp. Salams, please can you tell me which lipsticks can we use or color lip glosses? Also, the sugar plum that had the Malaysia halal stamp. What's the story there?
Okay, if the product is certified by JAKIM, which is the Malaysian halal body, they are a reputable body.
Mm-hmm.
If we can verify that they have indeed certified the product, then we will accept it as halal. With regards to lipsticks, please forward us the exact query. You know, one company might make 50 different shades of lipsticks, and you know, one might be halal suitable, might not be. So please specify.
Yeah, okay. Let's take the caller. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air.
Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Gigi, what's your question for Mulana?
I wanted to ask if Crackley's Biltong is halal.
Yes, Crackley's Biltong are certified by us. We assure you that their products are halal.
Okay, hope this answers your question. Let's take one SMS on 48855. Hello, Vera, pomegranate drink from Discam brand name. It's the best of two in. Let me read this correct. The best of two of the ingredients, cochineal extract and gallon gum. I'm not sure if they are halal.
If they do contain cochineal, then definitely not halal.
That was a horrible pronouncement, maybe, but anyway. Is that how it's pronounced?
I hope so.
Okay, the lines are still open, 011-854-1508. We've got about 9 minutes before we conclude this evening's program. I'm going to take calls till about 5-2. That's about 4 minutes left. If you do have a query, please, I'm only going to take, let's make it 56. So it's 51 now. I got 5 minutes. I'm giving you an extra 5 minutes to call in if you do have a query before we terminate this evening's program.
You were asking about Wumpy Sparks Road.
GG. Let's just take this one quickly. Somebody asking, is Pyman's halal?
Pyman's fries, unfortunately, no information on that. Not approved by us.
Okay, so somebody sending in through that question. Pyman's, this thing, no information on that. Yes, the Wumpy Sparks Road. I got a lot of backlash about it. Maybe Malana can just in about 30 seconds clarify that.
Well, basically, from consumers had complained that they were making claims of being certified by Sena.
Yes.
Staff from our office, senior staff, actually phoned the store and they were adamant that they are certified by Sena. And therefore, we then clarified the position via social media that they are not.
Okay, so basically that clarifies it for that person that sent in that query. They claimed to be Sena certified, a senior ulama or senior personnel from Sana, then contacted them and they adamant that they're certified, as Banana will correct me if I'm wrong. And then when they went to check, and they realized that they're not Sena certified. So Wumpy Sparks Road, not Sena certified. Doesn't mean they're haram. They just not Sena certified. So it's your discretion and up to you. Any callers, Osama? No callers. You still got 3 minutes before we terminate the program. If you do want to ask a question, somebody asking, is all MAC makeup products for ladies halal? The only MAC I know, Mulana, is the MacBook Air. So I don't think any Apple product. Is Apple products halal? Like the iPad? No.
No comment there. I don't think any.
All Samsung products are not certified by Sana. Oh, okay, anyway, the lady asking, is all MAC makeup products for ladies allowed?
Well, we need to investigate exactly. We cannot give a general blanket statement.
Yeah, she also says, how should we go about looking for halal makeup for ladies that we can read Salah with? Is there any distinguishing mark or indication by any chance?
Well, please send us the exact details of the product. Let's check on it for you and investigate it further.
Okay, so the lady that sent in that question regarding makeup, maybe you can just contact Sana, give them the details, maybe take a photo of it or whatever, and then inshallah they can just query it as well. Somebody said through WhatsApp salams is pastry delights, pastry halal.
Yes, there is halal.
Okay, that's halal. Another one coming through, assalamu alaikum, is Kingsley drink halal?
Kingsley, unfortunately, to date, they have not divulged the necessary disclosures to us, so we cannot give any assurance for their product.
Okay, an SMS coming through. Salams, which Mentos sweet flavors can you have?
That's a popular question every week.
Okay, so this person that asked for the Mentos, next week we want two Mentos. I'm just kidding. Just now,
they asked six flavors which contain carmine or cochineal.
Yeah.
Those flavors are the strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, the grape, the cinnamon, the sour mix, as well as the rainbow.
Mm.
Besides that, you can have the rest of the flavors.
You know, there's another thing I want to do. One of the crisps that I like, and maybe you can clarify for me, it's called something Pops. What do you call it? Yes, I can't remember, but I'm like addicted to it. But anyway, I'll have to get the name and find out whether it's halal or not. Another question that comes through is bubbly apple halal.
Bubbly cold drink.
I'm sure they mean cold drink, bubbly apple, possibly cold drink.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's a cold ring. Let's just answer the question. Yeah, somebody's saying yes. Public cold ring, yes.
Okay, I'm not sure about that product. Please forward it to office.
So the person that sent that particular question in, maybe you can contact Sana, inshallah. What about, this is a very scary question, Molana. Is ghost pops halal?
Yes, alhamdulillah, yeah.
Okay, ghost pops is halal, so the fear is gone there. Is Timurol Infinity Berry halal?
The plain berry, yes. The berry party, however, no.
Okay. Let's take one quick SMS quickly. Salams is or is bubble gum? I'm not understanding this question. Salams is or is bubble gum halal? Can that person please clarify what is or is? What bubble gum are you talking about? There's no name for the bubble gum. Maybe you can clarify that, and then inshallah we can get Mulana to answer that question as quickly as possible. It is 56. We've got 4 minutes left before we conclude this evening's program. I'm going to give one more minute, and I'm going to ask Osama to close the lines. If you do have a query, knickknacks halal? Is it halal, Mulana?
Yes, it is.
Okay, knickknacks is halal. Really enjoy that crisp, especially the curry flavor. Do you remember that one? I can't remember whether it was halal or not, but anyway. Somebody is saying pop shots.
Pop shots? I'm not sure about the product.
Just be specific quickly.
What type of product is it?
It just says pop shots.
Pop shots. Not sure.
I'm not sure what it means. It just says pop shots. Also, 7 sin is Maggi noodles halal?
Maggi noodles are certified by us as long as they're made in South Africa.
Okay, so Maggi noodles is halal. 7 sin chappi is certified by Zama, sold in Botswana. Is Zama part of Sana?
Zema is an independent body that is reputable. We would accept their certification. Yes, that product would be halal.
Okay, let me just see that SMS. The person hasn't sent through the SMS. It is 57. Let's just wait a few minutes. I don't want to leave anybody unsatisfied. So, inshallah, if you do have a question, you've got about a minute and a half. To send in your question. You can still call in. Osama must work for his salary. It's 57. He can't just sit here and listen to nizams. So that's another one. Let's come through. Somebody saying salams is the peaches made in Zimbabwe halal.
Peaches made in Zimbabwe, unfortunately, to date, we haven't been able to verify some of the ingredients and where they derive from.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we advise caution.
Okay, this person say, oh yeah, the pop shots. That's one I was talking about as well.
Right.
Pop shots, is that chips halal?
I'm not sure. That's the bad news for you.
Oh, okay. You should have Wally. But anyway, please, guys.
By next week, we'll give you another answer.
Oh, okay. I think it's made in Durban, if I'm not mistaken. But this person, maybe you can just contact Sana, inshallah, and they'll take it from there. Another two, let's take the last two. ING meal box, is that allowed?
If it's a fish product made in South Africa, yes, then it's halal suitable.
All right, and then the second last one, salam is corn bites. Salam is corn bites, chip salam.
Is it the one made by Flymex?
Well, they don't say. It just says corn bite chips.
Okay. I need more details and then we can answer the question.
Okay, we got 58. We got about a minute and 20 seconds. Somebody saying is halal. I'm not sure what are you asking. So let's just check the SMS quickly. No SMSs, no telephone calls. So I think we're going to leave it there, Mulana. Let's see what happens before we conclude this program. I think let's conclude it there because we are running out of time. It's just a minute before 8 o'clock and we're going to conclude the Sana program. Jazakallah Mulana for your time on the program. Inshallah, I think Mufti will be back with you on Monday and inshallah you can then address some of the questions that our listeners might have. To our listeners, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in my company from about 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. this evening. Mufti Musaji, inshallah, will be back tomorrow behind the mic with your world today. And please remember asking your duas and continue the feedback on my Twitter handle on at Faisal Patel 143. You can share some of your thoughts and comments with me. Number of issues that we discussed today, including that Portuguese language and many other languages that you speak at home. Maybe you can share still that with me. So for myself, Faisal Patel, Molana Bilal Nicholson, Sheikh Osama Basiouni, the king of the Arab engineer here at Radio Islam, Brother Ahmed Waja, who will be with you until about 10 o'clock, not forgetting Uncle Mohsin Fakir down at reception. From all of us here at Radio Islam International Studios in Indonesia, please do remember us and the entire Ummah of our beloved Muhammad Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest man ever to have set foot on this earth. Remember all of us in your du'as. The Ummah is going through such a difficult time. It is only with our du'as that we can attain success and overcome the difficulty that is afflicting the Ummah at the moment. So from all of us here, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.